Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Got ourselves a little fun Friday afternoon here. A little celebratory Friday. Heat going to the Eastern Conference Finals again. 4 o'clock hour of Hockman and Crowder. When I started the show at 2... I had kind of sent the question that I think is interesting. Do Miami Heat fans love Jimmy Butler more than Sixers fans hate James Harden or vice versa? But you remember it was Solana texted us last night after after the Heat won. But it wasn't just a Heat win. I mean, that James Harden performance was so epically bad.
Terrible.
But Solana reminded me on text that I was effusive in my praise of that trade for Philadelphia. I remember I kept saying, oh, my God, Philadelphia is now far and away the best team in the East. That combination of Embiid and Harden together are going to be unstoppable. And so Solana pointed out on text, he's like, do you remember how much you hyped up that Sixers team? And I said, yeah. In fact, I think my prediction during the regular season was a Sixers-Lakers NBA Finals. That's that's where I was. So that's what I know, ladies and gentlemen. So yeah. So and you know listen, but, listen but, to us for the Norwegia, not for the sports insight.
And, Hawk, on the other side of that, I was saying how much Ben Simmons is going to help the Nets. And they're going to – now the Nets are about to take off with Kyrie, KD.
Well, so, you might still be right, though. He just didn't play. You still have the possibility of being right.
No, I don't need that. Ben Simmons doesn't even let one – we're both wrong.
I mean, crazy. Just crazy. I still cannot get over James Harden. Could you imagine if we bet the James Harden overs last night? Can you imagine watching him? Because the only way that you'll ever understand how Sixers fans feel today is if you have a monetary interest in him.
Yeah.
Which we did in several games this series when we were betting James Harden overs and we were watching, we were getting frustrated because we were watching him. But just imagine you live and die for the Sixers. Like that, that's, you know what I mean? The way that we do for the Heat and the Panthers. Just imagine you live and die for the Sixers and James Harden. In a win or go home game, is nowhere to be found. I mean, just literally has not shown up in the second half.
No, and I can't even I can't think of anything else in my sports fandom that's close to that. Like personally, like Hassan Whiteside pops up, but it wasn't as bad as James Harden.
But he was never an MVP. I mean, this fall off. Like Solana, can you think of any? I mean, I guess Russell Westbrook this year, but that was during the regular season. I'm talking about literally a game that if you win, you have a chance to play another game to get into the Eastern Conference Finals. And if you lose the game, you are done. You go home. And like, can you think of one, Solana, where a guy just completely, I mean, actually, I could think of other James Harden games where he completely disappeared in that situation.
That's what I was going to say. It's James Harden. He once missed 22 three-pointers in a row in a playoff series when they could have closed out the series and instead ended up losing. The only other one that comes to mind, and it's not to the same degree, but LeBron James, first year.
I was just going to say LeBron.
In Cleveland? 2011. No, in 2011 with Miami.
How about Cleveland when he walked off the court, though, took the
Hawk. Right, when JJ Barea locked him up.
Yeah.
But it wasn't even just that. Like that was a big part of it. But over the course of the fourth quarters throughout that entire series, I think he didn't score more than 20 points combined in the six games. Like, he was really bad in those fourth quarters.
Yeah, he just disappeared.
Totally disappeared. Then, you know, you can't post up J.J. Barrera. He was afraid to do it. Turnaround jumpers at the elbow. But he didn't disappear. LeBron just didn't play to his averages. He didn't disappear. James Harden did not want the ball in the second half, period.
Yeah. I mean, two shots. Two shots for one of the most epic shot takers that we have ever seen in the NBA. So anyway.
Maybe he didn't want to mess up his percentages.
You know who got the best of the Harden-Simmons trade? The Miami bleeping Heat did. That's right. Going to the Eastern Conference Finals. All right, let's get headlines here. We'll get into 15 minutes of Heat this hour. We are mired in a bad gambling run. So later on this hour, Jimmy Menthols is going to make some picks. How could you not trust gambling picks from a guy named Jimmy Menthols, right? It sounds like a winner, you know.
Money
or
maker.
It sounds like a loser at OTB, off-track betting. You know, he's got the racing form underneath his arm, and he's got the menthol, and he's telling you how it could have been different. I should have been a contender. But anyway, we'll get some picks from Jimmy later on in the hour here, but we'll get headlines here. Start out this celebratory Friday, 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
The sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. The Heat do await the winner of Boston, Milwaukee for the Eastern Conference Finals. No matter what happens tonight in Game 6 between those two, by the way, Eastern Conference Finals schedule was set. Game 1, Tuesday night at FTX Arena on Biscayne Boulevard, or Dwayne Wade Boulevard, I should say, 8:30 p.m.
What do you think about betting the Bucks tonight? Earlier in the show, I said it was Bucks minus two. Now it's Bucks minus one. What do you think about betting? I don't know, and I don't know why it went down a full point, but what do you think about betting the Bucks tonight?
I like it.
Solana?
Man, it's not that I don't like it, but I'm just not ready to count out Boston. And I hate to say that. I hate being the guy that's giving Boston any sort of chance
to
win this
good.
One.
Like we learned that in the first series.
They were
like, good.
They were the best team in the NBA, without a doubt, after January. That's just fact. They were the best team. So, man, I can see Milwaukee winning tonight. Giannis at home. They've been great. But I don't want to count out the Celtics.
What about Jimmy? I didn't give him this game later on, so I can get his opinion now. Jimmy, Milwaukee minus one tonight hosting Boston.
I'll reveal it next segment.
But I didn't give it. First of all, it's not next segment. Next segment's 15 minutes of Heat. You're in the third segment. And secondly, I didn't give you that game, did I?
Yes, you did. You did give me the Milwaukee and Boston game.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
Hold on. Let's see here.
Good call by you, Jimmy, by the way.
Are we on the same page, Jimmy?
Good call by Jimmy.
Hold on a second.
The last three
games. I did
give
that to you. You're right. I did. I appreciate you keeping me in line.
Last three games, fellas. 2-point deficit, 8-point deficit, 3 points. Like, this is going to be a close game.
I just think Milwaukee in a closeout night, knowing that Miami is going to be the opponent, and it's not going to start till two. Like, they need to get rid of them tonight in Milwaukee. Yeah. You know, I just feel like tonight, one, and it's down to 1 point. I like Milwaukee tonight.
But Hawk, I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. Marcus damn smart's not going to have the ball at the end of the game this time to get it slapped out his hand four times in a row. That's going to change. Jason Tatum, go get that damn ball, boy.
I think this might be one of those rest your starters in the fourth quarter nights.
Oh, here we go, Solana. Mm. Don't bet, Hawk. Don't do it.
Had to go there. Panthers Capitals game 6 tonight. Carter Verhaeghe is a GTD. That's what we call it. Game time decision.
Let's play. We haven't talked enough Panthers today. Panthers will be on 560 WQAM tonight. This is a game where the Panthers win. They go on to round 2. That would be great. They'll get a little bit of rest if they can close out Washington tonight. Do you have Miso Hornquist? I'd like to play a little something to get some Panthers fans hyped here. Do you have that, Solana?
I do. You just got to give me a second.
All right, let's play this. Patrick Hornquist had a goal in Game 5 at FLA Live Arena in Sunrise, so we'll celebrate him today. Still don't have it, huh?
Did you see?
There.
Hornquist! 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 Hornquist!
All night, baby. What were you saying, Crowder?
Did you see the picture with Bobrovsky with Kodak Black's chain on?
No.
I saw it on Twitter, one of these social media sites earlier. Yeah, Bobrovsky had Kodak Black's big chain on. Bobrovsky's a little thin fella. I thought he was a little thicker than he is.
Is he a little guy?
He ain't thick. I'm comparing him to, Barkov and Ekblad and Ovechkin and guys like that. But I thought he would be bigger than what he was without them pads on.
Oh, yeah, I see it. That's great. Oh, he does look skinny. Yeah.
Isn't that little he is?
Yeah, and his legs are toothpicks.
Yeah, I thought he just – I don't know if I'm assuming that goalies are, thick because they got to defend the goal.
Right, you think they're, giant people.
No, he's a little guy.
Yeah, he looks skinny. Wow, that's funny. All right, what else we have in the headlines, Solana?
6:40 p.m. tonight, Marlins open up a 3-game set versus the Milwaukee Brewers. Pablo Lopez, Pillows, expected to start tonight for the Fish, first of 3 games. Also tonight in the NBA, Warriors-Grizzlies, game 6 at 10 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow, Inter-Miami plays D.C. United 8 p.m. from Drive Pink Stadium. And the Dolphins schedule was released last night. They open up the season September 11th at home versus the New England Patriots.
D.C. because they're gentlemen?
Like a gentleman.
Like a gentleman. Who do the Marlins play tonight? They play the Brewers?
Yep. Milwaukee.
Damn it. I was just in the mood to hear our Corey Dickerson tribute, but he plays for for St. Louis.
Y'all damn use it, tribute.
Damn it, there's no tie.
Y'all use tribute so lightly.
Tribute. I'm just in the mood to laugh, and that one makes me laugh. Should we play that, Solana? How long
is that?
We could
play it. It's 2 minutes. We could play it anyways.
All right, fight. Do you have it ready?
Yeah.
Let me just set it up real quick. Corey Dickerson was on the Marlins for a minute. For whatever reason, we had him on the air. It didn't go great. I still asked him to be a friend of the program. So anyway, he gets traded last season, and Solana put together an audio tribute for Corey Dickerson, our favorite Marlin. And do you have any interest, Corey, in becoming a friend of the program? Would you like to become our go-to Marlin?
Why not? Why not?
What's your favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show? Let's see.
But The Office. Ever watch The Office?
A little bit, yeah.
Little bit? What's your favorite movie ever?
Ever. Let's see.
What's the best baseball movie ever? Is it Field of Dreams?
I like Sandlot, the funny,
Sandlot
kind of kid. Yeah.
Corey Dickerson, Marlins outfielder. Okay, so do you agree to become a friend of the program?
Yeah, for sure. Let's do it anytime.
All right. I'll call you tomorrow. There you go.
That music is just so great. I love that. As good as Solana TV is, that's one of the best things Solana has ever produced.
Oh, goodness. He came on a radio show and didn't want to answer any questions.
I don't even think that he didn't want to. I just think he was so scared to say the wrong thing. I was like,
How can you be wrong about the best movie?
That's what I'm saying. Wrong. Even if it's not your best movie, who cares? You're not under oath. just say anything. Doesn't matter.
He was scared to fail the test. What is going on?
I love that.
it was awkward as hell live, though. It was funny it was awkward as hell live.
How about The Office? You've seen The Office? Ah, little. Yeah, sure. Hello. All right. Anything else, Solana?
Let's head over to the Byron Nelson at TPC Craig Ranch in Texas. It's your Edwin Watschoff's leaderboard update. Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Right now, Ryan Palmer and David Skins, they are tied atop the leaderboard. We'll check back in the next hour. That was brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 866-954-MORE. Another gorgeous afternoon in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will drop into the 70s. That is your weather.
All right. We'll do 15 minutes of heat in the next segment. We do have P.J. Tucker speaking after the game. I absolutely love P.J. Tucker. Yeah. And we've got a couple clips from when Jimmy Butler first decided to come to the Miami Heat. What some national pundits had to say. So we can revel in that. Another brilliant game by Jimmy Butler in the playoffs. And then Jimmy will make some picks for the weekend so we can all make some money. So don't go anywhere. 15 minutes of heat. We'll do that in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Go suck an egg.
Hawk and Crowder.
Hey, it's Jimmy Butler. You're listening to the Hawkman and Crowder Show, your home for guts and culture.
Yeah, it's Jimmy Butler. Damn right it's Jimmy Butler. Superstar when it comes to the playoffs. So Heat go on to the Eastern Conference Finals. Unbelievable. They never really had a downturn this season, Crowder. They had injuries that they dealt with and people in COVID protocols. And really, for all intents and purposes, they never had a downturn. They were the number one seed going to the playoffs, and now they go to the Eastern Conference Finals. What an organization. What a franchise. And what a game by Jimmy Butler. What a series by Jimmy Butler. He is just – he is – him, P.J. Tucker, Tyler Hero. I mean, we're talking about, like, epitome of Heat culture, guys. Just love rooting for this team.
Oh, 100%. And we had like some four-game losing streaks, and that was our only panic. That was the most ridiculous thing in the world. Yep. Yeah. But just the culture, how the guys move. And I think Jimmy, like, last night, I think the nation saw the swag of Jimmy and what he brings just off the court, on the court, and all. Last night, everybody was loving Jimmy Butler.
So all Eastern Conference Finals games will begin at 8:30 p.m. so that the West Coast audience can enjoy as well. So it'll begin on Tuesday in Miami, FTX Arena, and then Thursday will be Game 2 in Miami, FTX Arena. Both those games will be at 8:30. Then the series will shift to either Boston or Milwaukee, and you'll have Games 3 and 4 there. And then if needed, Game 5 back in Miami. We always enjoy a five-game gentleman sweep. The NBA Finals, if they are good enough to get that far, will begin June 2nd. So, but again, the Eastern Conference Finals start Tuesday, FTX Arena, and that is at 8:30 p.m. So here are a couple pieces of sound that Solana pulled out that he thought was funny. I mean, Jimmy Butler has been in his element ever since he came to the Miami Heat. They went to the NBA Finals. I mean, it was a brilliant move for Jimmy. He knew this was the right place for him. It has worked out fantastically well for the Miami Heat. He has epitomized everything they want in a team leader. Here's Stephen A. Smith when Jimmy Butler decided to take his talents to South Beach. Here's what Stephen A. Smith had to say.
You think that was the right move to leave Philly and go to Miami for him personally?
I think it's absolutely the wrong move. Here's why I don't like the move for Jimmy Butler. You'll never be loved the way you were loved in Philadelphia. And then you go to Miami. Miami's not going to be better than Philadelphia.
Playoff
you
team?
You say they may, maybe not. But first of all, listen to this. They're not going to be better than Philadelphia because Jimmy Butler and Madison, whether he wins or not, mind you, they're not going to be better than Philadelphia, and he's not going to be Dwayne Wade. And then in the end, listen, you're just – he's going to Miami, and you know what Jimmy Butler's going to be? Just another really, really good basketball player. But that's not going to translate into –
Jimmy Butler's going to be an important figure in the history of Miami basketball.
Because why?
Every night.
There is nobody in the Miami Heat who is significant unless they win. and Miami is not going to win.
Granted, I said Joel Embiid and James Harden were going to be the greatest duo the Eastern Conference has ever seen, so I can't poke too much fun at Stephen A. Smith there. But that did not work out. That did not age well for Stephen A. Smith.
They're not going to win. Like, come on now.
He's not going to be beloved. He's not going to be more loved in Miami than he is in Philadelphia. Hogwash.
You know what? I think that's that Miami hate where everybody thinks we just run around going to the beach all day and don't love sports like we're supposed to.
Stephen A. love Jimmy Butler.
And, you know, that's my boy and all now. You know, we're friends. Sure, I met him a couple times. but no, I had to tell him, man. That he went too far with that one. What the hell are you going to say that about Jimmy for?
And then here's the former WNBA star Lisa Leslie. Here was her opinion when Jimmy Butler went to Miami.
Jimmy Butler, look, I'm just going to be honest. My opinion, a very selfish move for him to leave a team when you talk about the 76ers who possibly had an ability to go and win, especially in the Eastern Conference. He decided to take his talent down to Miami, right? But to go down to Miami where you're sort of the star, hey, you know, lights, camera, action. I think that's what Jimmy really wanted. Kind of a loser move for me, but hey, best of luck to you, Jimmy. Ball out.
Loser move, she says, as he heads to the Eastern Conference Finals once again.
Yeah, losers don't go to the Eastern Conference Finals, do they, ma'am?
Here's P.J. Tucker. I love P.J. Tucker. I think he, again, we talked yesterday, you know, Ira had written in his column, who's the better Heat acquisition, P.J. Tucker or Jay Crowder? We talked about that yesterday. Here's P.J. Tucker after the game last night.
Crazy year, but it's been a fun year just because we had so much adversity all year, missing guys for a number of games, playing with G League players coming up. Like, we had so many lineups and so many things, and being able to withstand it and be a top, you know, 1-2-3 team in the East all year. To now get to this point is like, I talked about it. Like, it was my reason for coming here. So to actually finally be here and be in a conference finals is crazy because this is the reason I came to the Heat.
Speaking of those G League players, and a couple of guys were G League players and two-way players, only a year ago, Gabe steps in and becomes Mr. Undefeated as a playoff starter. Max steps in and becomes Mr. Double-Double. What does it say about their journeys and what they've added at the most important time of the year?
Yeah, it's crazy. I think that was like Max's first double-double in his life. It's crazy. Like, yeah, that's one of these are the first two double-doubles in his life, I think, which is crazy. But it says a lot about our team, man, honestly. Each night, you never know who it's going to be. You never know what number's going to get called, how defense is going to play. You know, Max stepped up and been great the last two games. But down the line, Vic has stepped up. Like, you can look down our roster. Caleb has had a great year, like, helping out. Was a two-way guy. Like, so it's how our team plays. It's a testament to that for sure.
What a fun team. What a fun game last night. Fun series. Maybe sans the two losses in Philadelphia. But Eastern Conference Finals once again for your Miami Heat. Someone wrote into Ira Winderman, the Sun Sentinel. They shut everyone up. Joel Embiid, James Harden, Ben Simmons, a complete embarrassment. And Ira responded, first, let's not group Joel Embiid in there. He returned from a concussion, played with a mask to protect a facial fracture, and had a splinted thumb because of a ligament tear. You could see why he was one of Jimmy Butler's favorite teammates. And Ben Simmons was traded midseason. As for James Harden, it will be very, very, very interesting to see how the 76ers handle giving him even $1 more going forward.
Well, he has an opt-in for $47 million.
And I can't imagine him opting out unless, you know, as disinterested as he looked last night, I mean, maybe he just has no interest in being there. But if I remember correctly, Solana wasn't part of the deal of him going to Philadelphia in exchange for Ben Simmons. Wasn't part of the deal was that he was going to sign an extension with him?
Yeah, but he didn't sign the extension within the time frame that he needed to. Literally missed the extension opportunity. So now He could be a free agent.
Wasn't that part of the understood deal that they weren't going to trade Ben Simmons just to get James Harden for a half a season?
It was.
I'm not necessarily certain that they would love for him to stick around. Like, I don't think they would be that upset. But then they really gave away Ben Simmons for nothing.
Well, didn't the Sixers just dodge a huge bullet by him failing to sign it in time? They would have signed a 2-year extension at an insane rate. Listen, if James Harden wants to return to Philadelphia, which, from what we understand, Tyrese Maxey said Doc will be back. Doc said he'll be back. Harden said he'll be back. He's not going to get a max contract, because if he does, Daryl Morey needs to have his head
examined. But doesn't he have an opt-in? Like, doesn't he just opt in for like 47 mil? Yeah.
He could, but don't you go and try to get a long-term deal rather than an opt-in for one season?
From who?
That's the thing. That's like, to your point, Hawk, I think, who is going to give him a max deal right now? 250.
A max deal? No one.
I'm not saying they said the
two options is he gets $47 million next year, or somebody signs him to a max, to 257, whatever it is. Nobody's giving that man $250 million.
I hope not. Ira tweeted earlier today too, having watched an endless loop of ESPN while flying today, it appears the 76ers lost the series instead of the Heat winning it. And I get that. That's what everyone's been talking about today. But, again, it's one thing to talk about Jimmy Butler played great. I mean, but when you're looking for national narratives, like James Harden, one of the greatest basketball players that we've seen, disappeared, looked disinterested, took two shots in the second half. I understand why that dominates the conversation. I really do. Regardless, Heat are in the Eastern Conference Finals. It begins Tuesday at FTX Arena. And by the way, you can hear every Eastern Conference Finals game with Jason Jackson and Ruth Riley Hunter on 790 The Ticket. Jimmy is going to win us some money in the next segment. How do you feel about that? Because we have not been winning money.
Jimmy.
We've been losing money. We've been doing the opposite of winning money. We've been losing money. We need a turnaround, and so I thought I'd shake things up today by bringing Jimmy Menthols back, letting him pick some winners, and we can all laugh all the way to the bank. So he's got a pencil and a yellow legal pad right now, and he's writing down his final notes, and he's going to give us some winners in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I came to La Havana. They wanted me to play double nines. I played double sixes. I told them if I played double sixes, I'm winning. I won. Dolly.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, we got to get out of this gambling rut because, well, first of all, we're hemorrhaging money.
Yeah.
But secondly, it's just not fun.
So wait, even when your team wins but you lose money, it messes
up your
night. I know.
We had at the Panthers game on Wednesday, we had the Panthers to win the first period. It was the only losing Panthers bet. Like, we won the game. We were thrilled for the Panthers. Solana and I were at the game. We're going crazy. But, yeah, there was that little thing that's gnawing at you, which is we had a losing bet on this game.
Yeah.
So, we had Rob Pizzola on yesterday. He went 0 for 4. He gave us 4 picks. We had 2 of those last night. We've just been hemorrhaging money. It's been bad. So, Jimmy is not a gambler, but he's lucky. There's something about Jimmy. He's like a rabbit's foot. He's just a good luck charm. It's like a four leaf clover. He's a human four leaf clover. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Do we have a big open for Jimmy?
What are you drinking today, cowboy?
I'll have a screwdriver.
Let me see if I took that all in the right way. Solana. Jimmy's in the wild, wild west. He walks into a saloon. He takes a drag on his cigarette. I heard that. You're the bartender. He orders a screwdriver and then the piano player starts playing.
I think you nailed it right on the head there, Hawk.
I mean, it painted a picture. There's no question. Radio is theater of the mind. That painted a picture. I would like to hear that again. Now that we know what we're listening for, I'd like to hear it again. I don't know why this takes place in the wild, wild west.
I was wondering about that.
That's interesting to me, but let's listen to that one more time. He's wearing spurs. The cigarette.
What are you drinking today, cowboy?
I'll have a screwdriver.
Why is the bartender's voice so lame? Like, why didn't you get a crusty voice for your bartender role?
That's my Wild Wild West voice. I nailed that.
That was? Huh? Is this at Epcot? Is this Wild West at Epcot?
Is Jimmy the only one in the bar, and the piano player doesn't play until he buys a drink?
They were thrilled someone bought a screwdriver.
This is a weird little bar, man.
Jimmy, did you know that this was going to take place in the Wild Wild West?
Actually, yeah, I did.
Jimmy was part of the planning of it. All right, here we go. Let's get some winners, Jimmy. Are you feeling lucky?
I'm feeling very lucky today.
All right, good. Let's get some winners. We got the big game tonight, Jimmy. And if you want to follow Jimmy on social media, it's Jimmy Menthols. I don't know. It's
That's not really my Twitter account.
Yeah, I don't know where you'll be. Panthers and Capitals tonight. This is the big one. The Panthers, they can close out the first round by knocking out the Capitals in Washington. The Panthers tonight, Jimmy, are – let me see if I have the exact current odds. When I looked this morning – they were -180 favorites. Let me just take a look just so we have the very absolute latest lines. They're -160 now. So the Panthers are -160. The Capitals are +140. So if you're going to bet the Panthers to win, you're laying $160 to win 100. Or if you're betting the Capitals to win, you're laying 100 to win 140 bucks. Now, we don't know about Carter Verhaeghe. That's probably why the odds drop maybe. From 180 to 160. But who do you like tonight, Jimmy? Panthers or the Capitals?
I'm still going for the Panthers. They close
it
out tonight.
We got a Panthers. Panthers pick. Do we have a sound effect after he makes a pick? Or we just have the piano?
Just the keys.
All right. Jimmy, the Bucks tonight, they were a two-point favorite. Then it went down to one. Let me see right now. Here's what we're doing, by the way. I'm giving them four games. We are betting this four-game parlay. Crowder and Solana. Like, this is like whatever he picks, we're going to bet this in a four-game parlay. Bucks are a one-point favorite at home tonight over the Celtics.
I'm taking the Celtics plus one.
Oh, you're taking the Celtics. Okay. I like the Bucks in that game, but I am listening to you because I have been very, very wrong lately. So I like that. Golden State tonight. Make sure I have this correct. Golden State, I saw earlier, was an eight-point favorite over the Grizz. Yeah, still an eight-point favorite. Golden State, they can close out Memphis tonight with a victory. They are eight-point favorites. Jimmy, who do you like?
They won't do it. Golden State wins tonight.
Who won't do it? The Grizzlies
I'm just saying. I'm just saying Golden State will force a game seven.
No, Golden State, if they win, they close them out.
Oh, okay.
They're up 3-2.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you like Golden State,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, close out.
-8.
-8.
Good analysis.
All right. He's had a few too many screwdrivers. So
way too many.
He got a little confused.
And some tequila
there.
Shots.
And some tequila shots. You chase him. You chase the screwdriver. Yeah.
Y'all chase liquor with liquor?
Chase liquor with liquor, man. I mean, listen, when you're in the Wild Wild West, I mean, you don't know. I mean, a duel could break out at any moment. I mean,
you're the only person in the bar, Jimmy.
Wait till the piano player's there. And then finally, this will round out our four-game parlay tonight. Friday night USFL football. I'm hoping you research this. The Tampa Bay Bandits are a 2.5-point favorite over the Michigan Panthers.
I'm going with Tampa in this one.
Tampa laying the points.
Yes.
All right. You researched that game. What do you like about Tampa there?
Well, I don't know because I haven't watched many games of this, so I'm just guessing.
Yeah. I totally understand. I would not have...
Locked in, Hawk.
I would not have researched it either. Listen, it can't be any worse than we've been doing.
I was going to say, bro, 2 units, 4 units, whatever we got to do. Like, we're not doing any better with all this damn research.
Right. We're going to do. So anyone who's listening, if you want to get in on the 4-team Jimmy Menthol's parlay, Panthers tonight, money line, Celtics tonight, getting the point in Milwaukee, Golden State laying 8 points against the Grizzlies, and the Tampa Bay Bandits laying 2.5 points over the Michigan Panthers. All right? I'm honestly doing it. We're going to do that 14 parlay. So
I'm down. Let's get back.
Jimmy, you might be able to pull us out of our rut here. So
I'm not responsible for whatever happens.
Nope, you're responsible for everything here. This is it, buddy. Do or die. By the way, Dolphins schedule, all the NFL schedules were released last night, and the Dolphins, their schedule was released. They came out with the first week lines, and I always think the first week lines, they give you a little insight as to what Vegas is thinking about your team. So in week one, New England visits Miami. Do you want to guess what the line is on the game?
Oh, I think it'd go whatever. Same old stuff. Miami by 3 because they're home team.
You want to guess, Solana?
Yeah. Miami by 4.
Yeah, Crowder was right. It's Miami minus 3, which is essentially, you get 3 points for being at home. Yeah. So Vegas is kind of telling you they don't know if Miami or New England is the better team. I happen to think Miami's the better team. I think their acquisitions have been great, and I don't believe in Mac Jones. So I like that line. If I was putting in a bet now for week one of the NFL season, which I'm not that sick, but if I was putting in a bet for week one, I would take Miami Dolphins laying the points.
I would too. And yeah. they'll have to study like San Francisco offensive film from last year. They're gonna have to look at preseason stuff. It'll be a lot easier for us to see what Mac Jones did last year than what Tua is gonna do this year.
That's right. Tyreek Hill, man. Give me Tyreek Hill laying only 3 points. Come on, yeah. Sony Michel, Raheem Mostert.
Yeah, and then they're gonna assume that Tyreek is the new Deebo Samuel, but I don't think they'll use him in that fashion. I think we have an advantage early in the year.
All right, hopefully Jimmy will win everybody some money tonight, and we can laugh all the way to the bank. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. Solana will get you caught up on all the headlines on this Friday. Talk some Heat Sixers, and we'll talk some Panthers, Capitals. I mean, this is a fun Friday.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I was a little late coming back here. Jimmy sent me out to the corner and get him a cigarette.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.